There's a reason you don't want to be on your back in MMA. You can make it work against some opponents. You can make it work for a few opponents in a row, but you're going to take unnecessary damage. Nogueira probably had the best close guard for MMA, and you saw he would eat a lot of shots on the way to getting triangles or arm bars. So yeah. It's like there's a reason most people, you just have to be on top in MMA. And that's what makes jiu-jitsu skills so hard to translate, because in a grappling sense, it's so much more fun and there's so many more options to do off your back. But the second strikes are involved, all those options are gone. So I say this with no disrespect to MMA grappling, but MMA grappling is simpler, and it's only simpler in the context that there's less things you can do. Yeah. Boxing, pure boxing, is way more complicated than MMA boxing. You know what I mean? There's less things you can do. But the way you put all those things together, the wrestling, the jiu-jitsu, the Muay Thai, the boxing, the way you put it all together becomes complex. And that's where Volkanovski's the absolute master.